Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. And today's episode is going to be about finding comfort in being polarizing. And whether or not you're a person who's polarizing a lot of the time or some of the time, being polarizing and finding comfort in that is a skill set. And it's a skill set that's a mental one, and it's also an intellectual one, and it's like a body one, like a nervous system one. And you're going to need it because that's what being an outlier is. That's what leadership is. Leadership is when you find comfort in saying what is being true to you, and you're not waiting for validation from anybody else to be like, does anybody else agree? Right. It's like when you say the thing and you're just like, no, this is like, I trust me. I trust my body. I trust me in what I have created. And I want to share with you just my journey in finding safety and saying the thing that I am inspired to say, that in the past I would feel so scared. I would have such vulnerability hangover when it came to these things. And I would self-censor a lot. And I mean, you can make money self-censoring. I mean, there's plenty of people that make money with a 9-to-5 and censor all the time and wear a mask. And it's not so much about, like, sure, it making more money is, like, impacts your bottom line. But it's also the integrity that you have with yourself, the mental capacity that takes over you. Because self-censorship eats at you in one way or another. And so this is a way for you to free yourself of that. And more as I, even as I talk to entrepreneurs that are very successful in their businesses, I'm recognizing that it's about having that availability, is having that time and space in your, how do I say this? It's like the bank, or like, you know, when you pull up a computer or you look at your phone storage and it says like this much memory is for apps. I think I've mentioned this analogy in another episode, but you get what I mean. And I just want you to really take into consideration how much of this mental space goes to suppressing instead of like this mental space and energy space that could go into expressing. And that in itself just makes business go a lot smoother. You also start attracting more aligned clients. You also get less price objections because people are just want to be around you. They're not just hiring you because of your skill set. They're hiring you because they want your eye, your expertise, your sensitivity, your awareness that comes from your lived experience. And you have to be very comfortable trusting yourself in saying things that could be polarizing at times. Some of the things that I have said that are polarizing, that are things that I was very scared to say before, but now it is clear as day to me, is saying things to advocate for the immigrant community, because I'm an immigrant. And even though we were never undocumented immigrants, I had family that wasn't able to find legal status and they had to move away. I also know other people that had that have just been in the U.S. for a long time in like this limbo gray area. And a lot of people don't realize that it's a systematic failure when people are not able to achieve legal status. People do not want to be undocumented because they just felt like it and they want to break the law, and it is what it is. And I notice that even when I see just families, people that have been here 20, 30 years, and then they have to go back to a country they haven't been to in forever. And I just want you to really consider about the power or like the concept of setting roots down and thinking about your retirement and where you want to be and how all of that just gets crumbled because of a systemic failure that is the United States immigration system. And anyway, that's a big value that matters to me. It's not the most directly related to photography and video, but in a way it is, because with photography and video, even the purpose of why I started it in the first place is to carve out a new narrative, a more nuanced narrative of what you don't see in the big media. And the power of social media and creating a brand and entrepreneurship is that you get to create your own lane and you get to just show the world like the nuance of what the experience is, that it's not so black and white. And my hope is that you start kind of picking up that when you see all these cases of people that were just deported that have been here for 20, 30 years, it is a systemic failure as to why they were not able to achieve legal status. And some people were just doing their check-ins regularly and doing like work permits and just literally doing everything they can. Like, people want to do right by the laws of this country. And sometimes the laws are just simply set up against you. And that's something that the United States is known for worldwide, is how it is like just a troll, and it doesn't take accountability for the systemic failures that it places so that some people thrive and some people don't. And that's also the other side of the coin of self-responsibility, because it's one thing for you to, you know, do what you gotta do to get yourself right. And it's another thing to acknowledge the systematic barriers that help some people achieve and are just create roadblocks for other people to achieve. So anyways, that, for instance, is one of those things that I was very, very, very scared of saying in the past. I was very nervous of ruffling feathers. I was very nervous of saying this, especially with clients, people that have hired me. I was very scared of triggering people. But the fear of triggering people was just the fear of me even making room and space for my own genius. I was also really scared of taking up more space out of, first of all, one of the fears was fears that came from childhood. I grew up in a home, I've said this a million times, but me speaking my truth was not welcome where I lived at home. Obedience was rewarded, but authenticity was not. And you could argue that it's because my mom, maybe, like, she had her own wounding and she perceived that kids needed, we grew up in a very religious household, and her perception was that the Bible says that you need to obey your mom and dad and essentially do everything that they say. And it created this dynamic where being a good kid is obeying your parents. And now that I've grown out of that, all I keep thinking is, you brought me into this world. like this is a two-way street. I don't need to just obey you all the time. And so anyway, that is a layer of healing and awareness and understanding the why. And understanding the why helped me detach from it and not completely identify fully with these woundings that I had. Like, just the awareness and recognizing where the root of a belief system of how speaking your truth is bad, just the awareness of that alone helped me detach. But I will say that is step one. Step two is when you start taking action into a new belief, into this new person that I'm becoming. Because now what I tell myself is that speaking my truth is powerful and that I'm a beautiful person when I speak truth to injustices that I see. And I actually, like, I like feel okay saying that, and I find comfort in that, because for a long time I've spoken about it in this podcast before, but I grew up just being told so much of my life. Whenever I was like pointing out the inconsistencies that I would see, I would get told that I was just the B word, that I was Cruella DeVille, or I would get told, Camila's just mean, you're just mean. And that really ate at me. That kept me so small, where I was so scared of being polarizing or saying anything that would trigger anybody. It truly terrified the absolute hell out of me, because I thought I was going to be abandoned. I thought that everything that, I love my parents and my family, but everything that my family ever said to me about me was true, that I really was this horrible person. And it kept me small for a long time. And so it's been a combination of me taking action towards this version of me, like, to recognizing the root of the problem of where things came from, and also recognizing it on a systematic level with how this country doesn't always reward authenticity from anybody that challenges white supremacy or patriarchy or things like that, or the United States in general. And now we see it more and more. This whole free speech thing is not, it ain't really a thing if you're challenging white supremacy or like the myth of like the American dream and all of this stuff. Anyways, that being said, I have had to acknowledge where I picked up these things, depersonalize, like literally detach my identity from these beliefs that were picked up systematically and from my upbringing. And then I had to think of myself, like, what are the times where I actually, where I get rewarded for speaking my truth? Who is that version of me? And I've been tapping into that version of me more and more. And it's almost like my consciousness has now been speaking to that version of me and just saying, I think it's so beautiful when you speak your truth. And another thing I want to mention is even with Emma, my little baby niece, she was 11 years old and she had a brain injury at birth. And so she couldn't move any of her muscles. She couldn't speak. She couldn't swallow. She was on a feeding tube her whole life. And she just like couldn't speak, even though she was this angel, this baby. She was so impactful and she changed my life. But even with her, I'm just like, you know what? If you have a voice, use it. It is a privilege to use your voice because not everybody has the privilege to use their voice. And not everybody has a privilege of using their voice and being seen and recognized as authority and as a leader right away, which white men get this privilege handed to them all the freaking time. A white man is like perceived as authority, like just right away without them even speaking. Rather for women, women of color, or sometimes disabled people, fat people, queer people, it is a little different, okay? And it's not to say that you're not going to earn respect, but that little bias does play a role into how you're seen and heard and respected in this world. And so I have just really been so intentional about who it is that I want to be in my leadership, in my business, or just even as a whole human. And one of the new beliefs that I'm really adopting is that it is beautiful when I take up space. It's beautiful when I use my voice. It's a flex to use my voice. And using my voice boldly and powerfully is a reflection of my healing. It's not a reflection of my wounding. It's an embodiment of my healing. And when I say embodiment, it means that I'm no longer just telling myself it. I am feeling it. Even right now, I'm like, I can actually tell you that I am okay if you are triggered by what I'm saying. But it's also because I trust you and I trust me. And I also trust my ability to be nuanced enough to explain to you how, even though what I'm going to say may trigger you in some way, I still want my world to be a place where we can have dialogue and where I can still validate even your experience of you being triggered in what you're going through. That is a value that matters to me. I know there's a lot of people that just take up space and say what they're going to say, and that's fine too. But in my world, I really value me taking up space, holding space for me and all of my multidimensionality, and holding space for you and all of your multidimensionality. And I think that our world is hungry for way more nuance. And we gotta be able to give ourselves that. And anyway, that's really the whole point of this podcast, is this is how I have found safety in being polarizing and advocating for the people that I really care about and for the things that I care about that honestly keep me up at night. Like, I'll be honest, this whole thing that's happening with immigration, or even the things that happen in Palestine, or even just like the darkness that's coming out of like the Trump administration, it's just it's so disturbing to me, and it keeps me up at night. And if I can use my voice, I'm going to. And using your voice is a powerful thing as you grow in leadership, and doesn't really matter what you do, even if you're a mom, even if you're a parent, even if you have no business. Like, it is just as a truly such an important life skill to learn how to listen to your own voice, because there's something about trusting your instincts and trusting yourself and this voice of doing what's right. There's something really beautiful that is given to all of us the moment that we enter to this earth. And to ignore that, we would be doing a disservice to the beauty that makes us animated as human beings. So, anyways, that is my message for you today. Find courage, find safety, and really do the work to find comfort in saying the things that need to be said, because more often than not, it needs to be said, and you're advocating for somebody that you may never meet in your life, but that will be worthwhile, because I want you to think about the people that changed your life and you never really got to meet them. Maybe you read a book from them or you heard a podcast from them. Like, this is bigger than just making a few sales and transactions in your business. So, all right. Thank you for being here. If you found value in it, share it with a friend. Other than that, if you are interested in working together, connect with me. This podcast, this is visibility. This is what this whole work is about. And my world is a place where I really value honesty, sincerity, and finding safety in you saying things that you craved somebody would talk about because you needed this at some point in your journey. So be a hero to a past version of yourself. Okay, thanks for being here. I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.